I swear I haven't started doing coke again.
What about all that coke you just did?
Ah. I said again.
Oh.
I was just doing it for the first time today.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, indeed. Hi, Anthony Cumia here. You know the show of the same name with, of course, Dave Landau.
Hello.
There he is.
Hi.
Wearing his fresh, brandy new Mumford & Sons shirt that he got at the Garden.
Yeah, a couple nights ago. Saw him at the Garden. Good show.
Was it, like, packed?
It was, yeah. It was, like, sold out. They did it in the round.
Isn't that amazing?
Like, I couldn't believe it. I've never seen, even Clapton didn't do in the round.
In the round.
Like, in the round at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, because you're really, well, aside from some of the floor seats, I guess, you're opening up like a whole bunch that would have been behind the stage.
Yeah, well, then floor seat was standing room only. So it was all standing seats and sold out two nights.
That's amazing.
I didn't know they were that big.
Apparently they are.
Yeah. Well, their first album's good. Second one's all right. Third one's shit because it's arena rock. But I'm really digging the new
arena rock.
Dude, arena rock is just...
What happened when arena rock became a thing? Fucking arena rock. Well, welcome back from yesterday's program. I'm welcoming you back to this program. Garrett. Hi, Garrett. How are you? We got...
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that.
Thank you very much.
I love it. The little cheat sheet on your activities. Be happier.
She's actually added numbers into tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Everything's spelled phonetically.
Yes, because we've all seen me deliver with a Billy D. Williams smoothness my plugs at the end of the show.
And then... You know, but you're a genius. You're like a comic genius, and a lot of times that comes with some, you don't get everything.
Retardation in every other way.
Dial some attributes down to bring the other ones up. You only get a certain amount of attribute points when you make a video game character. So you could be like, oh, I want to be really funny. And then you're like, strength and reading suffer. Like, with mine, I put comedy way up, and it left me emotionally void.
I see. Yeah, mine's...
Just devoid of any emotion.
I have, comedy up here, and then athletics is almost gone. And then depression is almost as high as the comedy. It's pretty interesting.
It's right there.
Yeah. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. I don't know. Some people would say you should just level them all out, even them out.
Oh.
But even when I make a video game character, and I haven't played a game where they had that in a while. We were able to really put those attributes up. You need your strength and charisma and intelligence, influence, things like that. And you're like, all right, I'll do that. I remember in EverQuest I did that, but I was a big, one of those big strong dude, so strength was all up there, and he didn't have to be too smart because he could just beat people up.
Well, yeah,
it really teaches you about the world.
It's kind of like that guy in real life.
Yeah, it was so realistic. Yeah. Oh, I'll just put my intelligence way down, my strength up, and I'll just kick the shit out of people to get what I want.
Yeah, people will pretend I'm smart. It's interesting.
Right, yeah.
See, if you put them all the same, though, you're just average. You don't want to be average.
Right, right.
You want to be great at something and then shitty at others. That's
I
think.
If you just put him straight across, your character instantly becomes Asian.
But for some reason, you can't get the driving skills to get anywhere.
No, any lower, I think.
Everything evens out except that.
Very even. It's a dull. It's a dull person.
I bet you Uber doesn't release statistics.
Oh, no.
It would look so racist. No.
I was driving the other day with Missy, and we're and there's somebody in front of us just doing something stupid, and she's like, "Oh yeah, okay, I see what's going on there." And I look at the car, and I'm like, "Oh okay," she brings up a good point. She goes, "It's not that they're doing anything really dangerous or anything; they're just always in the way."
Right.
I'm like, "God, yes, they are." The blinker's on wrong. They're going too slow. You go to go around them, and they just ooze over.
Just enough.
Just enough to fuck you over going there.
Where it's
you
not look over the just, line.
You could look at them. You could bang on the window. You could have one of those signal things from a battleship.
Yeah.
And they will just they never see that you're pissed off at them. I drove home and nobody was mad at me.
It's making no sense why we have it so stereotyped.
I drive like an asshole, but nobody even looked. Well, if you looked, you'd see everyone.
Everyone was upset.
Was pissed at you.
How hard is it, do you think, for a cop to pull over an Asian person? Because just dropping off dry cleaning or ordering is very hard.
Yeah, they're just lights and sirens. And
even dropping off dry cleaning, they're like confused. I'm like, I'm holding a shirt and pants and you do this. How much verbal communication do we need? Can you imagine pulling one over just like, I don't know.
What? I don't understand. I ordered from Benihana last night.
Ooh, I like Benihana.
Yeah, I like the Benihana. So, you know, they send over the food and everything. And so I get a call like 20 minutes after I order. Hello? Fuck. What is it? Because you order through Seamless. I want to order it. I don't want to say two words to whoever comes to the door. I grab the bag, shut the door, and I'm eating. That's all the interaction I want. There are some things that have happened with the advent of the phone and the internet that is amazing. But so I get a phone call, which I see it ringing. I'm like, oh, you know it's them. Hello?
Hello? Mr. Konamina, we have your order. We just wonder, you know order drinks.
Yeah. I know order drinks. And?
Just want to make sure that you did not order drink.
Yeah, you're delivering it to my house. I have plenty to drink here.
Right. We're
not
such.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Like, how long did that take out of the time that could have been spent driving my order to my house?
Yeah, you don't want a $6 can of Coke?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, first of all, you Chinese, you make joke.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to do with my Coke. I heard the fucking rhyme since I was a kid.
No one ordering Coke.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's why I don't drink milk lemonade, because we know what is made around the corner.
That's right.
Right.
Can you, like, if you're ordering from Benihana to go to, that is the Howard Hughes level, because you're not even getting the experience of like the onion choo-choo or having it made in front of you. It's just like, that's how they should know too. Like, I don't want any interaction.
Missy has to put on the Chinese glasses and flip the salt and pepper shaker around in front of me and try to throw shrimp in my mouth.
You make her do it.
I'm like, come on!
Yeah.
You're the fucking experience!
Yeah. I don't want to go out, but you're going to do this. You're behind a bunch of rope in a fucking germ-free section of your house.
Just do it! She's crying.
Please.
Trying to flip. I dropped.
Please cut your nails. But like that should scream like, don't call me back.
It really is. Yeah. Like, I'm willing to get Benihana without the experience.
Right? Like, that's so,
like, I don't want a fucking deal.
It's crazy. It's like ordering Chuck E. Cheese for pizza. It doesn't even make sense.
Right. I'm not even seeing the black people fight.
Yeah, you're not even.
I'm not getting the experience.
You're not enjoying the world star.
Right, the world star live.
The four-star world star experience.
Yeah, you know, over something good, I'm sure. Tickets didn't come out of the machine or someone stepped on your shoe.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Reasonable.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
To hold a blood fucking spurting fight in front of children.
You're like, honey, get in here. I need you to step on my Jordan. I'm just going to lay in here.
Yeah, and then I'm just going to lay you out. Yeah, that's... You're right. That is Howard Hughes level. Like, just leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, dude, I'm the same way. Like, I'm an introvert. I think most people in entertainment are, you know?
Just leave me alone.
Yeah, that whole thing is like, there's places that it's just like, man, it's so dangerous that I can just get food brought to me at any time and not have to go look at somebody.
You don't have to go out, talk to anybody. You don't even have to come up. Like, one of the worst parts of delivery before, like, Seamless and things like that and Uber delivery and all that shit was you had to like figure, all right, the tip, and you got to talk to me. Then I don't have change. Do you have change? I don't know. Oh, the cat's running out of the house.
Yeah, mine's dogs barking.
It's just a pain in the ass.
Worst.
Now I swear the door opens just enough to get the bag out.
Yeah,
and you slam shut, and then he hears, and I know as he's walking, he hears click.
Like that.
Get the fuck. Yeah. You're in the wrong neighborhood, pal. Lock gets thrown.
Yeah, like if something happens to you on your way to your car, I'm not helping.
Oh,
click.
Fuck that.
Yeah, like it's a chain length open.
Yeah. Just enough of the bag to come through.
Yeah, just.
Oh, and then,
like you're lucky I don't slide the money under the door. And I'm just like, leave it. Leave it. When you get to your car, I'll grab it off the porch.
It's so good that you don't even have to, pay. It comes right off the credit card. You include the tip and everything. So you're done.
And it tells you exactly what to tip.
Yeah.
And you're like, can do like 15. 20.
Which is silly.
5, yeah.
Like, if I order a shitload of food and it's like $50 or something, and then the tip is like 15%.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to fucking pay whatever that would be.
No.
Math attribute.
There's also the 10% button, but I can't tell because it's written in Hebrew. So I never know which one that is.
I don't know what that is. I always just include, I go custom tip. And then I go $5.
That's how
$5. I'm not tipping like a waitress. Mm-hmm. Send the waitress over to serve me the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I'll tip her. But the truth of the matter is, it's a delivery thing. So the 20%, if you're fucking $50 bill, what is that? Like $10? I guess. Something like that. But, you know, I'm not going to do that. I tip $5. I tip $5 for a delivery.
I think that's a fair deal.
That's it.
Because trust me, there's a lot of people who don't.
Who don't tip. Well, again, the Chuck E. Cheese. We go circle right back around.
I hate when I used to deliver pizza and you're like, so, total's $8.75. They give you $9.
Thanks.
I hope you burn in hell forever.
Thanks. I think the trade-off is you lived through the delivery.
Yeah, that's true.
You weren't murdered, that's your tip.
Delivered in some shit areas.
Joe DeVito.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Always a pleasure to have Joe DeVito on the show.
Yeah.
Three's Comedy is available on iTunes from Joe DeVito. And there is his pertinent social media information that is so important to be even a person these days that they can throw you off and make you an unperson.
That's right. They denied existence.
You're pretty much denied the existence. This is the new, marketplace. It's the new soapbox. It's the town square. And some people just aren't allowed to be there. Their ideas are a little crazy.
Yeah. No one ever thought the Times Square, the town square is a safe space, though.
Or Times
Square. No, it was where, or Times Square. Square. Well,
they tried with that. But that's where you would go to if you were a crazy person. You had a place to go.
Yeah.
They don't even have that.
No, they don't even have that now. And people are being unpersoned. Unbelievable. It is crazy. I guess Gavin got his YouTube account back.
Okay.
Gavin had been deplatformed off of YouTube because of, and their excuse was copyright infringement, but it's all his stuff. Oh, it's like his stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and the FBI had to come out and be like, yeah, we didn't label this fucking hate group.
Yeah, like, Proud Boys, they were like, no, we never said they were a hate group. And the Huffington Post was like, whoops.
Oops. Sorry.
After he's all fucked up.
We published that whole thing. Sorry.
Yeah. I was watching some of his Dateline thing. It was a Dateline story last night on the Proud Boys. And they had an interview with Gavin. Mm-hmm. And it was all very official. And I think he handled himself well. I watched half of it. I had shit to do.
I think most of Gavin's interviews should have a crawl underneath that just says, he's fucking with you. He's fucking with you.
Yeah.
I was saying he's so good at satire and parody that people, you know, it's his fault he's so good at it. Because then people look and think it's serious, and they can't tell. Like, there's so many little signals he puts in there, like, I'm so fucking with you, dude. Yeah. I'm fucking with you.
Yeah.
And people take it seriously. Oh, he's this, he's that. The Proud Boys, it's a group. Started as a complete joke right here with Rat, one of our employees.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was a joke based on Broadway, a song from a faggy Broadway musical.
It's a gang based on musical theater.
Right. Unlike West Side Story.
Yeah. It stayed there.
Based on a gang.
Yeah.
Dude. Goddamn ridiculous.
People's ignorance towards everything is un... Yeah. My friend Reese almost got in a fight with my friend Mike the other night in Chicago because he heard Mike say that I sold my soul to the alt-right.
Mm.
And Reese was like, what the fuck did you just say? Yeah, that's what he told. That's what he said, because apparently being on a radio show with one of my heroes somehow.
Yeah,
because I know that Mike, as a comedian, if he was asked to be third Mike on, at the time, the Artie and Anthony show, he would have certainly said no.
No, I have my scruples
I have my open mics and no one who knows who the fuck I am.
Why the fuck?
Yeah, it's just like, but even hearing that, I'm like, this dude who I helped get work, like, would say something so shitty based on nothing? But he said it was because Gavin McGinnis owns our network. I was like, really? Well, that's news to me.
Well, the cat's out of the bag now. The Gavin McGinnis Network.
Yeah, and I was just like, you know, he doesn't even have a show on that.
Never, let alone owning it.
But it's astonishing, like, what the left, like, comedian world will just spread through their fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, it's you know, it's owned by the Proud Boys. It's hate group.
It's owned by the Proud Boys, a subsidiary of Adolf Hitler Incorporated.
Yeah. It's funny because I always knew echo chambers were bad, but I've done some shows where it was a very liberal host and liberal guests, and I sat there aghast at what they were all nodding and agreeing. And it was that someone would say something, and then the next person's turn was to one-up it a little bit, and then they liked that even better. I remember hearing them say that, and this was months ago, again, always waiting for the other shoe to drop on the Russian Trump thing. And they said, well, that's it. The United States, it's a colony of Russia now.
Look out.
A colony. That's it. And the next person said, Donald Trump, he's clearly a double agent. They were clearly. And I sat there thinking, what planet are you on?
Did they ever take a moment to really listen what's coming out of their mouth and go, wow, that's kind of a reach here.
Yeah.
A colony. We're a colony.
We've been colonized.
Of Russia. If they were so influential and so good at turning America, wouldn't they just bring the Soviet Union back?
Like, yeah.
Wouldn't that be a great thing to do?
They can't even control North Ossetia and Chechnya. Yeah. But they got Oklahoma's locked down.
A shitload of stands over there giving them problems.
Yeah. Wouldn't they be the Soviet Union?
Yeah, why turn us into the Soviet Union? Wouldn't you be the Soviet Union? You were.
Yeah. And why not just go back?
Just go back. You guys were awesome as an enemy.
It's astonishing how dumb everyone is.
And you're right. One-upsmanship. It just has
to
be. And again, what did Meathead write today?
Oh, God.
Rob Reiner is just beyond delusional. And the great thing is Rob Reiner writes something. And Donald Trump is... going to prison with his son, and it's all coming apart now, any day now. He's going to be taken down, and then Rosie's like, all right.
She was, of course, painting it on the phone, and no one saw
it. She's finger painting. She's a mental patient.
She's out in her barn smoking a joint, doing it, while her children are running away.
Her fucking significant other kills themselves.
She's tweeting from her fucking ex's grave.
Yeah.
Because she's insufferable.
Maybe you shouldn't worry about Trump's family so much.
Yeah.
And maybe look at your own. Trump's family seems pretty well adjusted at this point.
Yeah, they're doing good.
Like successful people that can handle themselves in public, unlike, you know, you with the dead wife and the fucking daughter that's running away. Sorry, I'm just being honest.
I was going to say, old Lady Trump never hung herself to get out of a marriage.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All of his ex-wives are still kicking, fucking spending all kinds
of
money.
They're very happy with their.
Oh, yeah. You don't hear anything about Marla Maples. Like, Marla Maples, I'm sure she, because she had stories of Trump in his prime back in the day. And has she kept her fucking mouth shut?
I don't even know what she looks like now.
I don't know what she looks like. I don't know what she sounds like. This is a woman that you know they would love to get stories from her. And she knows she probably took one of the biggest payouts ever and knows how to keep her fucking yap shut. Not like that Stormy Daniels.
Who's got to pay.
Who now
got to pay.
What? She got paid by Trump. Yeah. How much was it? $150K.
Yeah.
$50,000. And after all of it turns around, yeah. she now has to pay $300,000+ to Trump because of all this bullshit.
It's so great.
So Trump makes money on it.
He does. It's that you should like him for no reason other than the way he makes people, what they used to call it, beclown themselves.
Yeah,
look,
yeah.
Look what he did to Pocahontas there, Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, Elizabeth
he
Warren.
Made her pay for her own DNA test that came back.
Wasn't an Indian.
And she was like, you see? You see? And it's like, yeah, you fucked.
Yeah,
like, you paid for it too, you numbnuts.
Your he makes 0.98% possibly Aztec.
Exactly. It's not even Cherokee or anything. So fuck your cookbook. If you kept your mouth shut, you could have said, this is great grandmammy's recipe.
He makes people do things.
Because they're unhinged.
That they don't want to do. Yep. But he gets them so fucking insane that they feel they have to do something to prove a point against him. And every one of them has backfired. Yeah.
Dude, if somebody gave me 150 G's to fuck them, my mouth would be shut permanently.
Yeah.
Donald Trump fucked me.
Right.
Raped me up the ass and was like, hey, sorry, Dave, here's 150 G's. I'd be like,
yes, sir, Mr. President.
I know, right?
That's my present. Hey, MAGA.
Yeah.
At least I can say I can knock it because I've tried it.
Right. Yeah.
I have to pay off the old mortgage-a-roo.
For real. With that money, like, as soon as the cock is out of your mouth and the check clears, zip.
Yeah.
No, you never bring
just
it up
keep
again.
Your mouth shut. All these people that mouth off, that Avenatti guy, he's fucked himself over. Like, you really have to look at your own skeletons before you start yelling through a bullhorn at someone else's bullshit. Yeah.
And these are such low quality people too.
Oh, yeah. Awful!
It's not like it took a whole lot to find out that they were
they're pieces
inept.
Of shit.
Yeah. Well, is there a lower quality person than Stormy Daniels and her lawyer?
Yeah, they call him creepy porn lawyer.
Creepy porn lawyer, which he hates that.
Yeah,
and everyone calls him that. And then Stormy Daniels has a problem with him. She hasn't gotten an accounting of where all her money went.
Oh, that's odd.
And she said she never wanted him to file. A defamation suit against Trump, which she lost and now owes Trump all kinds of money. So he didn't.
Maybe she was afraid to speak up, much like his wife when he belted her in the
face. When he belted her?
Well, it wasn't his wife, as it turns out.
It was his girlfriend.
It was another woman, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Attractive, power-hungry bitch, I'm sure.
Side piece?
That's the one joke they told me not to say on Fox News.
Oh, is it?
It was funny. I was going to do Gutfeld, and it was right after that happened. And the producer, it's funny how they take you aside.
Oh, I love it.
It takes a moment to figure out. What are you trying to tell?
What are you getting at?
You know, some things. And I said, is it the Avenatti joke? And she said, yeah, could you not do that joke? And I said, no problem. But as soon as I tweeted out, I said, I like his new late night commercial. Have you been injured? By me.
That's hilarious.
You know, and I was like, I kind of wanted to do that joke.
It's not even a, you know, you don't bring up.
Don't have to say allegedly in that joke. Come on.
Oh, God. Why?
Yeah.
Nothing. That piece you sent me about comedians and.
Oh, God.
And what they, do we have that? Where was that?
Have you seen this?
Which one? I don't know. It seems like there's a new one every week.
Yeah. University of London.
Yeah, University of
London. Oh, yeah, with the thing you had to fill out, yeah.
Yeah, students demand comedians sign safe space contract for performance. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Could you imagine Patrice O'Neill being handed a safe space performance contract? You want me to? I'll sign this? Yeah, you go fuck yourself. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, the man who brought us.
Look at the picture.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Like, this is unbelievable. Students at the University of London, in London, are demanding that comedians sign a behavioral agreement form in order to ensure that their event in January will be a safe space for everyone in attendance. Because that's what comedy's all about. Feeling safe and secure while you sit there.
Yeah. You don't want uncomfortable tension that generates laughter.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You don't want that.
That's the definition of a joke, is a buildup of tension and then a release. That's how a joke works.
You know, when maybe if you're sitting kind of by the stage, if the comic looks at you, you want to feel and know that he's not going to say anything bad against you. You don't want to sit there and go, fuck, please, not me, not me, not me.
Yeah.
It's the same feeling like you had in school when you know you're not supposed to laugh at something and you're holding it in so you don't get in trouble and it's funnier and funnier because you can't laugh.
You can't.
That's the best part of comedy.
They just don't. The student group called the United Nations International UNICEF. So it's UNICEF at the University of London is demanding that all comedians sign a contract agreeing to obey the students' no-tolerance policy before being allowed to perform at the upcoming charity event. Free speech advocates and comedian Constantine Kaysen, who is expected to perform at the event, was appalled upon discovering the newfound restrictions in the email sent to him. I just received an invitation to perform comedy at a university. Wrote Kaysen. The title of this contract nearly made me puke. By signing the contract, you are agreeing to our no-tolerance policy with regard to racism, sexism, classism, ageism,
ableism.
Yeah, that's a new one I heard maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Homophobia. Biphobia, transphobia, xenophobia, Islamophobia, or anti-religion or anti-atheism.
That's cool.
A lot of isms.
It means you can talk about nothing.
Yeah.
That's really nothing.
It's true.
Anything Seinfeld ever said is far too cutting edge.
Yeah, yeah.
All those isms. Here's an ism for you. How about face full of jism? That's what
face
I offer
full
to
of
you.
Jism.
And you can suck on that.
No, that would be sexism, I think, under...
Yeah, I think that's homophobia.
Article 5, paragraph 326.
What if I agree to come on everyone's faces?
Yeah, that's true.
You're out.
Biism?
Biism.
Yeah.
Biism, sellism.
Somebody... How do you even say that to somebody? You're like, you're being biased. Like, wait, what do you mean?
What do you... Yeah,
it's a different word already. No, but the offensive one. What?
What? Huh? This contract has been written to ensure an environment where joy, love, and acceptance is reciprocated by all.
What does that have to do with comedy? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. What is it? Yeah, what does that have?
I mean, what
joy?
What could you make a joke about that?
Oh my God, you ever been to fucking a Nick DiPaolo show? It's fucking hilarious, but there is no joy going on there.
No. Well, and acceptance is the exact thing that you don't have as a comedian. You have cynicism, and you're pointing it out because you don't accept things in the world around you.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't exist.
It's like we could come up with about 6 different definitions of what comedy is, and all of them are negated
by this stupid list.
It's like saying, let's go on a bike ride, and you don't even get, like, a pedal.
No, nothing. You can't. The bike is...
No roads.
Good luck, though.
No wheels.
Get in the fucking
truck. It's a racist invention of Western culture, and we shan't be using it. Yeah. We would rather have a travois. Where you pull it around with no wheels.
You know what they want? They think comedy is? They think comedy is someone saying things you agree with no effort.
And applause, not laughter.
Yeah, and that's... I've been to shows like that. I think I told you about the show I did in San Francisco where I almost got booed off stage.
Oh, boy.
And I am not a confrontational comic. It was,
San Francisco, you are really...
My God.
Pretty clean, too.
I can work squeaky clean if I need to. And even thinking that, then I complain mostly about getting older, but that would be ageism.
That's ageism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Ageism's in there.
Yeah, you can't self-deprecate against getting older. You have to say how great it is.
Even against yourself.
And even at that show... One of the comics was a young black woman who went up and, for real, no, she wasn't that sassy type.
Not
she
sassy.
She would say things like the punchline would be, and that's when I told her to check her privilege, and people were like,
"Woo!"
You didn't enjoy that. You liked the idea of it, but didn't make you laugh.
And it's not a joke.
Yeah.
You just like the liberal fucking bullshit mindset being thrown around.
But that's exactly what it's become, is applause break comedy. And that's I've been saying that for a while, where it's like you're not even trying to challenge your audience in any way. You don't have to necessarily say something racist, homophobic, but you're not challenging them to think at all.
No,
you're just saying, you're just saying, I think cancer is bad, and people are like,
Yeah. No cancerism.
Oh.
It says here you can't joke about...
Yeah.
Yeah. All topics must be presented in a way that is respectful and kind. It does not mean that these topics cannot be discussed, but it must be done with respect
yes,
and in a non-abusive way.
Yeah.
You know what though? It does mean that they. It does mean that they can't be discussed because look what happened to Nimesh Patel. Like when he was at Columbia, that joke he told about the gay black guy, that's a really good joke.
Good joke.
Yeah. It's a funny joke. It's respectful. It's structural. Right. It even sort of like, it even agrees with these fucking knuckleheads think.
I said, yes, there. It kind of is an example of how tough the lives are for black people and gay people. And then you put them together and, oh, my God, you need any other problems in this horrible society we live in? And that was how it's presented. But they just hear black, gay. A comedian said it. Ah, terrible, terrible. No context.
There was some kid from Columbia who commented on that and said, I call them as-a's because they have to start everything with as-a.
As-a.
As-a gay black person.
It's so much.
And he said, I don't need a straight Indian person to tell. And it's like, but that's what comedy is. It's someone telling you what they think about.
It's become racial politics, though. Yeah. And the second you do that is when they say, as a this person. It's like, why don't you
douchebag?
Just do your joke.
Yeah.
Honestly, you're Indian. How bad is it here? Right? Aren't you guys in like the top 3% of the wealth?
Actually, Indian Americans are the wealthiest ethnic group in the United States.
Shut up. And their native country is one of the poorest in the world. So what's the common denominator in that your life is fucking awesome?
Yeah.
America. The fact that you came here and are able to utilize all these great opportunities we have.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it must be so hard to be a comedian and your plan B be a fucking doctor.
Yeah, that's plan B.
Fuck yourself.
Kissin, who was also scheduled to perform at the Backyard Comedy Club in London on Tuesday, stated that he would make Tuesday night's comedy show about complying with UNICEF's rules. Last week, students at Columbia University invited SNL writer and comedian Nimesh Patel to perform comedy event. They said, boot the comedian from the stage in the middle of his set as the students found his jokes offensive.
Yeah. Who cares if you're offended? Like, I don't know why people
Who gives a fuck if someone's offended? Why is that this be-all, end-all thing where the person that offended this other person has to be just...
Have to be escorted from the premises.
Escorted out in exile.
Yeah. That's what doesn't make sense to me at all is you're supposed to be a little offended with comedy.
Yeah.
You're supposed to cross a line. And who gives a flying fuck at a comedy show? You have no right to be offended. Honestly, I mean,
it's not supposed to be respectful.
Yeah, you have the human right, but inside of that arena, you don't.
Yeah, I don't know why comedy is held to this weird standard. Like, other things aren't. Other forms of entertainment. You could watch a movie with some of the most heinous, disrespectful, offensive things in it. Death, destruction, racism, whatever. And people go like, oh, that was a great movie.
Yeah.
There were parts that were disturbing. And, but for some reason, comedy is put on this level where it might as well be a doctor. Your doctor's telling you this joke.
Yeah.
Or a lawyer telling it in a courtroom. Like, there's no context where, no, this guy, it's his job to make you laugh, make you feel uncomfortable, then bring you back. And it's a whole fucking journey you're taking.
Yeah.
But no, you're not supposed
to. And it's 2018. If you come and see me and you're offended by something that I say, fuck you. Google exists. I have websites. There's video.
Right. You're not being surprised.
Yeah, I don't just walk in to see music somewhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I hear there's music there.
Exactly.
I like music.
Well, I showed up and it was polka.
Yeah.
You must never
book that. Metal.
Yeah. It's like people like you wouldn't go to the AMC and think, what, you got movies? Well, I'll give that a shot.
I'll see a movie.
Yeah.
You don't look at the rating or anything. My son and I will just see this.
Yeah, we're going to a movie.
Do you mind if I bring my infant to see Saw? I heard these
movies.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what I saw. Did you know what you were seeing?
No.
No.
I have no accountability.
It was a movie.
I have some theories about why comedy is singled out. I think it's, well, first, I think a lot of people are missing some sort of chip in their brain that tells them a joke about a thing doesn't mean you think the thing is funny.
Yeah, you're
right. They are missing something
instantly
to comprehend that.
Together.
They can't.
Like if you tell a gay joke, you are saying that gay people should be beaten in the streets.
Right.
Or even if you do a joke about cancer, it doesn't mean you think cancer is funny.
Right.
I always say to people like that, I said, did you see the movie Titanic? Yes. You're entertained by people dying in a boat. It's stupid. And I think you throw on top of that the identity politics. yeah. which people always want to say that as a nonsense.
As a,
and I think the final thing is that we've seen it throughout history. One thing totalitarians don't like is humor. They will not be mocked.
Yeah, that
and that's what
true.
These people are. They don't want anybody laughing at
them.
There
weren't a bunch of Stalin impersonators in the Soviet Union right. back in his day?
I think so.
And I think if Stalin...
And then you turn around and
was it get
your
back. It might look something like this. He turns around and just, yeah, just shoot him.
Yeah. Next.
He's you might have seen him in the gulag. This guy's hilarious. Big hand.
I just don't, we've said it on the show before, too, like, why do I have to agree with somebody's point of view to find him funny?
Yeah, you don't. And that kind of shows how funny some people are when you can completely get past. I mean, some of the most, like, if you personally don't agree with somebody, you could get like, oh, fucking guy doesn't understand or this. Yeah. And I understand it works both ways. But if you're laughing at somebody that's telling jokes that you don't personally feel politically attached to or anything, it shows how funny that person is.
Yeah.
You know?
I thought Geraldo was great at that.
Geraldo was
funny. He was so smart that even if you didn't agree, the joke was so good.
Still fucking funny.
And that's another example, of using a disease or something. His joke about AIDS is the funniest goddamn thing. When he just started being in the subway and some guy yells across, hey, yo, Maria, you got AIDS, yo. He's like, wow, that is the shittiest healthcare you can have. Somebody just screams it across a platform.
And you know what? What was that, 10 years ago?
Yeah, and it was in, like, within the confines of, like, a healthcare joke.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was so
funny. There are people who hear that now and say, you're mocking people with AIDS.
You're mocking people with AIDS. It's offensive. You should never. You should be dead. Oh wait, he is.
Yeah.
I guess that it worked out for the.
Oh, don't worry. All the pressure you put on him worked.
See?
Yes. You see?
I was watching. Some Norm last night, which I always go to YouTube and pop up some Norm MacDonald and watch. He that bit he did in one of his specials about alcoholism and
bowel cancer
disease. Yeah. I have a bowel cancer. Yeah. What are the symptoms of that? You know, bleeding from the bowels, just intense, sharp pain. And then it's like, and another pain, a dull, roaring pain.
Searing pain.
Searing pain that, you know, that's it. What about your disease? Oh, I am happy. I have a good time.
Sometimes the ladies come home with me.
Sometimes I pray.
It's so fucking funny.
As an alcoholic who believes it's a disease, I laugh that whole fucking bit and think it's ingenious. I don't sit there with my arms crossed like,
no, oh, he doesn't.
Ridiculous.
He's mocking my affliction.
I laugh when South Park did it where it's fucking Stan Marsh in a wheelchair and a blanket over him the whole time going, I'm an alcoholic, I have a disease.
It's just fucking... that bit is so funny, man.
It's one of my favorite of all
time.
And
Norm just goes on and on. Like, his description of the searing pain and blood from bowel cancer. And then, after all that, it's just, I'm happy.
I love when he's like, oh, and then you go to these meetings that are anonymous because it's only your first name.
Yeah.
And he goes, and who better to trust with all your secrets than a room full of drunks?
It's so fucking
good, dude.
Yeah.
He's so great with that shit.
I punch my newborn in the face. It's like, you know, I'm telling you all this, but, my name is Bob K. I don't want to give you too much information, but you can memorize my face. He's so fucking good at that. And that's a good example, though, of something that some people would say, look, he's making fun of alcoholism, and that's terrible. Meanwhile, it's so funny to watch and listen to. People just don't understand. Like you said, they don't. They have to connect it to the fact that you're mocking it or something.
I like when Norm's done with a bit like that. He works it over so much. There's no doubt at the end. He's not left anything for you to question. Like he's completely fulfilled the promise and the premise of that bit.
Well, what's so amazing is like as a gambler and a guy who went to Gamblers Anonymous, he clearly has sympathy for it.
Yeah,
but
of course,
comparing alcoholism to a disease, is fucking great. Yeah. Dude, I love the bit in that, especially when he's talking about adding embarrassment to sex, which is already embarrassing.
Shameful.
He's like, you know, you already shut the blinds. He goes. If you're making Miss Mabel up the road a pie, you don't shut the blinds.
The blinds. Now, the blinds down because it's shameful.
Now you're putting on your leather trousers.
Trousers.
I love his language. Yeah. You got your gag.
So antiquated.
What do you say after that? You get your gag ball in your mouth. Taking that. You just go watch TV.
You know, humans are the only animals that have sex privately. We're the only animals that do that.
Depends
every other animal.
Guy.
Well, I'm not saying we won't occasionally have it in public, but other animals,
other
they
animals
don't worry
they don't
about
care.
That.
Yeah, they just jump right on board.
Yeah. Ferrets don't have a Jesus.
Well, this is true, I guess, if you want to extend the metaphor.
I don't see any of these fucking animals driving cars.
That's right. Nah. I've never seen
them. Yeah, they're in a circus.
Yeah, this is true.
And people put them there.
Or toonses.
They want to. Yeah. Yeah, they didn't do it because they want to.
You know what else these stupid people miss out on? That kind of laugh where someone says something that's so awful you laugh before you can. With that kind of like, oh.
Yeah,
like,
isn't that awesome?
That cringe laugh.
Like me and Jim Norton would laugh, and now me and Dave.
Yes, I was just saying. Like,
we laugh at some horrific shit.
Yeah.
But that's just it. It's
Lady
part
Da Da.
Of,
sorry.
Lady Da Da.
I probably think about that every time.
Sorry. What was this?
Retarded transvestite.
Oh,
and he goes, Lady Dada.
Lady Dada. Yeah, it's terrible.
Right, see? It's wrong.
It's terrible. Just disavow. You know, disavow.
Look, don't worry about it. We enjoy it on this side. You don't have to take any responsibility.
Completely, you know, jettison the pod.
You're better than us, Joe.
Yeah. Everyone's better.
Well,
there are things. I don't know how you could be a comic. I'll give an example. The other day, I was getting lunch, and I'd eaten half an edible, and I was freaking out because way stronger than I thought.
Yeah.
And the TV was showing the news, and it was Spectrum News. And I thought, what if this was a channel just for and by people on the autism spectrum? And I started laughing in this restaurant, and people are looking at me, and I was fucking cracking up.
Are you alone?
Yeah. Of course, I'm sitting there eating ramen, like covering my face with a napkin, because I could just, you know, because then you start to think what would be the top stories, like
wrestling.
You know, like the today in Star Trek, or the report would be like chance of loud noises.
So
I thought, like, well, how could you not explore that idea? There's so much fun stuff there.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that if I see a guy with autism, I'm going to fucking punch him in the face.
Right. You're condoning violence against people.
How else do you deal with unpleasant, shocking, difficult things?
I don't know how it all goes to something bad if you make a joke about something.
Yeah,
it instantly goes to, well, that's a terrible thing you're doing.
Do you know Matt McLowery?
I don't think so.
He's fucking great. He's one of the funniest comics, and he has Asperger's. And I mean, even he talks about it on stage where he's like, no, it was great when I'm already, you know, a fucking in third grade with an eye patch and shit. And the doctor goes, now don't make fun of Matt, everybody. He has a thing called Asperger's. He's like, thanks. He's like, here's Tony's got shit sandwiches. And Joey has butt pirate's disease. And it's him. And it's so goddamn funny because when he gets on stage, look at him and you're like, he looks like a serial killer. Mm. And he addresses it immediately because he has dead eyes. And it's like, but that would offend somebody now. That's what I don't understand. Like talking about even yourself.
Yeah.
You might ask
that's
yourself.
Him, yeah.
Oh, there. Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's intense.
Dude, yeah. He goes, I look like a good looking guy, but I look like a good looking guy that died 2 hours ago. I'm telling you, man. If anybody's listening, check him out. His live at Gotham is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, he really looks like. That picture right there looks like the second half of a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
The first half, he's smiling and nice, but the girl's girlfriend knows something's amiss with him.
Oh, yeah.
And then, well, by the second half, it's this guy. And
like they just got back the facts of the old police report.
Right.
When he lived in Kansas City.
Yeah, the girlfriend got it, and she's like, I got to tell her. And she's out with him. They're camping, and she's trying to get to it. And now she's realizing, wow, this guy's kind of nutty. He bludgeoned a fish over the head with something.
You realize there's a very large knife in his picnic basket.
Yeah. Oh, Lifetime exclusive. Starring Marky Post. You want some comedy? How about deepdiscount.com? Comedy movies, plenty of every type of movie. Oh, they got books and TV shows, all kinds of funness, if that's a word. They're a great sponsor here at Compound Media. Great site to find all your favorites. Classic, new, hard to find, All of it. TV shows, movies, books, music, and more. All in one great place right there on deepdiscount.com. Click on the logo right on the website. There it is. And that'll let them know that we sent you. Like the old days. Tell them Bob Deep Discount Hope sent you. God, they've been doing that forever. Tell them I sent you. Hey, shut up. You'll find tens of thousands of items at incredible prices to add to your home collection or to give as a gift. Great gift right there at your fingertips. All this month, Dave, our own Dave Landau, sharing his favorites. Oh. He's had quite a few good ones so far. He's batting 1,000. His pick for today, The Way, Way Back. A teenage boy dragged on a family vacation from hell is saved when he gets a job at a local water park. And that stars Liam James, Steve Carell, Tony Colletti, and Sam Rockwell.
Hmm.
I have not seen this.
I never even heard of it. Good cast.
I know. That's kind of like Little Miss Sunshine. Okay, it says it on the box because, what is his name? Tony Colletti was in that.
Juno.
Yeah, and Steve Carell was in there. Sam Rockwell's good. He's a very good actor. He plays George W. Bush in Vice. Oh, my God. That trailer looks great.
Yep.
Christian Bale. But there it is. That's his pick. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure he'd have something to say about it. I never saw it. I don't know. My book, Permanently Suspended. There's something I could tell you about. That's available. And we're going to take 3 callers right now to receive a free copy of my book, Compliments of the Fine People at DeepDiscount.com. Be good to yourself. Save money. Save time this holiday season and support our great sponsor who's been there from the beginning of Compound Media, DeepDiscount.com. Garrett, take it away.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
Oh, bless you, Deep Discount. Yeah, we do love Deep Discount.
You know, you just reminded me of I watch a lot of basic cable because I watch old man cop shows and stuff.
I watch them all the time. I'm there.
And those very long health commercials, and there was one at the end, the guy said, don't take it from me. And I thought, who the fuck are, like, why would I take it from you? You even said, like, non-attorney spokesman. You're
right,
just a person reading shit. But I was going to take it from you. So
don't take it from me. All right. I wasn't. I watch late night. I will watch, Alfred Hitchcock Present on MeTV.
Oh, me's
Alfred Hitchcock
pretty good.
Comes on, and then Mannix, and then Cannon.
Oh, God.
And then I go to Forensic Files for, like, the real deal.
Yeah.
But, man, Mannix and Cannon used to be just huge hit shows back in the early 70s. And you watch them now, and it's like, these shows are terrible.
Bad.
Like, there's not an ounce of realism to them. But no one cared. It was just, you know, this Mannix is hilarious. And I love how, like, he'll just meet somebody and it's like, hi, my name's Joe Mannix. And the guy's like, I'm Bob and I need a private eye. And then, like, 5 seconds later in his office, he's like, damn it, I need help, Mannix. Like, he's got, like, I wouldn't call someone by his last name like that.
Yeah.
And there I'd be like, excuse me, Mr. Mannix or Joe. If you're being, you know, but they turn around, damn it, Mannix. It's like, does he tell people? By the way, just call me Mannix. It's really cool. It's the coolest name. Like Cannon, too.
Cannon was good.
Cannon.
I had a buddy in college who structured his class schedule around, there was a block where it was Cannon and Barnaby Jones back to back.
Barnaby Jones, the geriatric gumshoe.
And he'd always get excited. He's like, he's chasing somebody because Buddy Epson could barely move.
Oh, he couldn't even walk. Yeah.
Were those Quinn Martin productions?
Quinn Martin production.
Yeah,
I don't think Mannix was, but Cannon was, and Barnaby Jones, Streets of San Francisco. Mm. Those are all. It was just weird. They put these weird cop, like, hey, we need a fat cop.
Yeah, I know.
Private Eye.
He had that little karate chop.
Yeah. He had the karate chop. When he would run, it's so funny to watch Cannon running. He's trying to get someone, and then he'll roll. He'll like fall down, grab his snub nose 38, and literally go like, pew, and nail the guy. Like the snub nose 38 has the accuracy up to like maybe 5 feet.
It's like throwing a bullet at somebody.
It really is not the most accurate gun. The barrel that long is really not going to give that bullet some guidance as to where to go. And Cannon could just roll and go, pew, oh, and then the guy falls down. And Mannix gets hit over the head every fucking episode. Like, he's got to have that whatever.
Traumatic brain
player.
Injury.
Yeah, he's
CTE.
He's like, and then, like, he'll get hit over the head, and then they'll fade. The next scene is him sitting on a doctor's, like, table in the office going, ugh. Yeah. And the doctor's like, well, I'd rest a little bit. You have a mild concussion. He's like, nah, I got some shit to do.
I think that's why there's that weird episode where he stabs his ex-wife to death in a busboy.
I missed that one.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I think it's the finale.
Yeah. You think, like, the person who hit him, why didn't they just keep hitting him while he was down and kill him?
No, they never do that. They clock him once on the head and then leave him alone.
Yeah.
And then they leave, and he must wake up, and you got to do that, ah. Or if he's bleeding from the mouth, he's got to go, ah.
And check it, yeah.
Yeah, they check it. It's like, ah. Damn it, Mannix. I just met you 5 minutes ago, but I call you Mannix.
Every time I've ever been punched in the mouth, it's right, like, it splits here.
Yeah.
It's not
on the side.
Blood out of the side.
Well, that's where your stage blood goes. That was a big James T. Kirk in his fight scenes would check that, and then he would do his forward roll. Yeah. And the double, he did the double punch thing?
He would do this thing, the hammer blow.
Yeah, the axe handle.
Hammer blow.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, it wasn't him. It's some dude that doesn't even look. My favorite, there's a fight between, and I just saw it the other day for the billionth time, a fight between Khan, Ricardo Montalban, and Kirk Shatner in engineering. Now, engineering is a giant room.
Yeah.
So they have a long shot on him. And I guess back when there was static on your TV, and it just, you never got a clear view of these things. Mm-hmm. Now it's crystal clear. They've remastered everything. You're watching it on a 4K television. Yeah. The fuck, it's not even close to them.
Oh, no.
Like, it's guys with bad wigs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, watch this. It's great.
Anesthesia lasts. Meet me in the armory. I'm blowing it clear first. Fuck out.
That cardboard door.
Ricardo Montalban. Look at how Ricardo's shaped. He was, like, more jacked in Wrath of Khan than he was 20 years prior. Oh, shit.
Shatner's the best.
I gotta get that. Look at Khan's belly.
I understood your manuals.
He's supposed to be a 1990s Superman.
Yeah.
Ship flares up like an exploding sun within minutes.
That's right. Covered in real Corinthian leather.
There you go. Dang. Okay, look, now look, who are these people? Like, who's that guy?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I know who that is. William Shatner. Now they go back to them. Hammer blow. Now it's back
not
to this guy.
Like, Shatner couldn't run across a room.
Right. No, anytime it's a long shot. I don't even think they were in for this
look
long
this
shot.
Tom Cruise will...
Like, who's Khan right there? Look at his hair. It's coming off.
It's not him at all. Dude, Tom Cruise will jump from, like, a burning train.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy couldn't
then, like,
go across a room.
I can't afford to lose Shatner as a fight scene. And then what is this thing? Like, what are they there just in case of a fight?
That's it. It looks like a big lube dispenser.
It's the Enterprise's lug wrench.
Yeah.
Just in case it gets a flat.
There you go.
And then look at what he does here. He presses the buttons. He hits the one button. And then, the ship's safe. He hits it again! Why did he do that?
To make sure.
He goes, boop, boop. Oh, fuck!
Unbelievable.
Dude, I love Star Trek. And you can tell. I know every
moment
of it.
Yeah.
And what they do. I've probably seen that episode 1,000 times. And then at the end of it, he lets Khan go, as we know. He puts him on SETI Alpha 5 leaves him to make his own little kingdom for himself without consulting Starfleet or anything. He just decides out of the fucking blue that he's going to exile him on this planet. And if he would have taken him back to Starfleet and had him go through a real trial and probably put in jail, the Wrath of Khan never would have happened. Actually, most of the movies never would have happened because then you wouldn't need Search for Spock. You wouldn't need The Voyage Home because you were just there because of that. So all the movies wouldn't have happened if they just would have paid attention to the law. Kirk's just stranding people on miscellaneous planets.
Isn't that their number one directive, that you don't...
The prime directive.
Yeah, you don't interfere
with a planet. And the whole thing with with the Wrath of Khan, the Genesis device, they were looking for a planet that had no life on it. Couldn't even have an organism because it would affect the Prime Directive. But meanwhile, he's just whipping around the galaxy, fucking women, leaving his sperm in some fucking alien woman.
Yep.
They drop communicators and phasers like it's nothing and then leave.
Yeah. Fucking green women.
God
knows what fucking eraser head babies.
Right. Prime Directive my ass, Captain James T.
And we've talked about that in your life, though. Like, if OJ didn't kill, you guys wouldn't have made the song.
Right.
Which wouldn't have gotten you on Opie's show.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't have caused you to get fired.
Yeah.
To start your thing in the basement, to have Joe Rogan start his show because of you. Think of all the things that OJ actually accomplished.
OJ's ripple effect of murder.
Dude, that is a butterfly effect that
Yeah.
I actually owe my career right now to OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson.
Life.
If he just would have thought for 2 seconds, like, what am I crazy? I can't murder.
If I ever see OJ, I'm going to shake his hand.
Thank you.
Be like, no, seriously. Like, I don't think what you did was bad.
Him and I have had this conversation.
Yeah.
Because of that, I got on O&A.
Yeah.
And because I got on O&A, I started a security company. And then I owe everything to OJ, too.
And here is a really odd thing. That is my father shaking OJ's hand.
Are you serious?
Yes. How fucked up is that? Like, that's the whole, he probably, like,
he's slipping him a payment.
Yeah.
Kill your wife.
That's the day, he was like, your wife is fucking a busboy.
Kill your wife. That was at something at Dana Hills High School, where I guess Brown Simpson went. I went to Dana Hills High School, too, but she was a year.
Isn't Dana Hill the girl from Different Strokes?
She was a young actress with a kidney problem. She
that's our
Lampoon's Vacation.
Garbage girl from Jelly Bean that I love.
Jelly Bean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's her.
Jelly Bean. Wasn't she like 60?
She's the garbage tart.
Yeah, she was 61 playing a 13-year-old.
I was going to say.
She was another one of those that had like a kidney problem.
Yeah.
You know, they import a few of those into Hollywood every so often.
Dude.
Like, we need a kid, but it can't be a kid. So we needed somebody that we could, like, work 24 hours a day. And
get a nephrologist on the phone.
Jesus.
That's probably why for Christmas Vacation, they're like, we got to get a new Audrey. Why not just get a new Rusty on top of it?
Yeah, just get a new Rusty. She's dead now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one they probably saw for the retarded movie and said, well, can you make her look a little less retarded?
Oh, boy.
All right, there you go. Not as...
And then there's, I guess, a girl from Modern Family, that show Modern Family. She's got kidney issues. And she's 20, is she 25 or something, or 28? And she plays like a 13-year-old or some shit?
I think.
She plays a girl in college.
College.
All right.
And she's pretty hot now.
She looks like a lot younger. She looks like a kid.
Yeah. Does she have giant tits?
She's the one who got the reduction.
No, that's
I think,
a different
right?
one.
Oh, that's a different
one? Oh, that's a different one.
Yeah, that's the younger one on the show. Mm. Ariel Winter, who had huge tits and then got them reduced.
Got them reduced.
Oh, that's the one.
That's the one with the kidney problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was a Diane or a something. Denise Richards.
Yes.
She does, yeah.
Do we have a before picture?
Big eyes
before the operation.
Maybe she's fucking squirting a crackhead with HIV.
Poor little chugging kidney. He's trying to fucking chug away.
Just trying to stay alive to make another episode of Modern Family.
Her father gave her a kidney.
Oh.
Wait, what is this?
Get out of here.
Is that her?
Is that really her?
Oh, is this age approved from her? What's going on here?
This is age approved, right?
Yeah, well, she's 25.
Well, this is after she got. I want to see her before she got the reduction.
What's going on? Is this
a movie? This is the reduction girl. This is the other girl.
That's the other girl with the kidney problem.
Yeah.
Can you put that back up?
Awesome.
You know, I was watching Starship Troopers the other day. I forgot Denise Richards was pretty fine.
Denise Richards, very hot.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny how, like, the future was supposed to be men and women taking showers together.
Yeah.
Totally naked, and it was no whoa. What's, why do you cut off at the pussy?
She's,
right,
she's teasing somebody.
Yeah. That's nice.
Like to fucking play knock those kidneys with the head of my cock.
Were these going right to Weinstein's phone?
Yeah. She looks troubled taking this photo.
I'm sure any woman in Hollywood.
Oh, man.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. I'd like to drop her off at dialysis.
That air.
Thanks for clearing that up.
She loves taking naked pictures.
Good for her.
What's she doing? I guess she figured out.
Oh, look at that.
That was the one who got the reduction.
Wait a minute. But she ate her tits.
They were actually they were actually just pushed up into her chin.
Yeah, what happened? I like her before.
Yeah.
See, she always wears big bukkake glasses on the show, too.
Yeah,
that's kind of hot.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how else to wear
those.
Those
Freddie Laker fucking.
Yeah, those big goofy. They look so hot on girls, though. Giant goofy glasses are so hot on women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is a good look.
I think our commentary on this is a perfect example of why women hate us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're like,
got it.
Oh, our tits got smaller, but her face is fat.
But accept it.
Yeah.
Accept that that's who we are as men.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of things women do and say that we can't stand. So,
yeah.
You know, it all balances out. You're never going to change the species or the
Whoa.
All right.
It's not like those are...
When they call out a beauty mark or something and go,
well,
hey, look.
She does have the blue vein on the nipple, which gets a little eh.
I like to know where the blood supply is.
Well, that tit needs a lot of fucking blood.
Not to say I...
That's an aorta running through her nipple.
Not to say I wouldn't paint those like a toaster's drudel.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Yeah, that could be some titty. You know, what is with fucking... Why do they decide to just take pictures like this?
Yeah.
Send them to nice guys that aren't going to fucking...
Yeah, I mean, this is a really good picture here. This was... Somebody made a real error in judgment. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, just their phones are going to get hacked because that's what they try to. I mean, is this part of the whole hacking thing where everybody got? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
happening.
Fappening.
Happening too. Does every guy just look at that picture and imagine what your dick would be like sliding between those two?
Of course.
Yeah, thanks. Just thought it was me.
I just picture punching them, right, guys? Punching.
I'll even imagine someone else's dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm
just holding her hand saying it's okay, baby.
I prefer a nice chili dog.
Chili dog. Oh, is that disgusting?
Shit on her tits and fuck it.
A chili dog.
Isn't chili dog, it's the funniest sexual position
like
I've ever heard.
That's like shitting on a girl's tits and then
you fuck her.
Who could do such a thing?
Chili dog. Yeah. It's fucking hot.
No one does these things.
Cleveland steamers and all that shit.
Cleveland steamer is always
Cleveland steamer is a
classic.
Rusty trombone gets done from time to time.
Rusty trombone is easy. Yeah, that's just the reach around.
I like, if you're going to do it to me, like, I want some humming. I want to feel like you are playing.
Yeah.
Like a little Sanford and Son theme.
Yeah. And then for the girl, I guess it's the rusty recorder.
Yeah.
It is.
Kind of play it.
Do, 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 do.
I prefer a little John Philip Sousa when I'm getting my ass eaten.
Brian Wilson probably did this when he was recording shit for Animal Sounds.
Yeah.
I need two goats, a rusty trombone.
What's a theremin? Is that where the girl actually does? She never even touches your dick. She's just sort of waving her hands around.
The rusty.
Yeah.
The rusty theremin.
Playing fucking, Chariots of Fire.
The rusty.
Licks your ass.
The rusty harp.
Line up a bunch of whores and just do the rusty pan flute.
The dirty Zamfir.
Rusty Zamfir.
He was the master.
He was the master of the pan flute. Whether you thought so or not, they told you.
They filled you.
The master of the pan flute.
The rusty xylophone. You just line up a bunch of guys. One woman eats the ass while the other one just bops each penis.
Ding, ding, ding.
Good old rusty xylophone.
Yeah.
It's the rustiness that's the common
factor. Always the
always
rusty
rust.
Part that makes it so much fun.
Well, now with bleached anus, there's not even rust sometimes.
It's true.
So now it's just a trombone.
It's just a full brass band.
Well, of course, since we're on the topic of music.
Okay. Segway.
Yesterday.
The segways.
Yeah. Yesterday we played a great video from some Nordic nation where they gathered up a bunch of their musicians from the 80s and did one of these, you know, kind of a Live Aid version of whatever their charity was at the time. And it was hilarious. The hair. No one could really sing. They all had horribly, like, big 80s hair. It was terrible. Well, somebody reminded us on Twitter that Hearing Aid. Remember Hearing Aid?
We are stars!
That That was Dio.
Yeah.
Ronnie James Dio and all the metal stars of the day were doing their own charity thing. And it's pretty goddamn douchey.
There's an interminable guitar solo in the middle where they're all just trading wanky licks.
Terrible. Really? Yeah. All that.
I remember.
A lot of like pink Charvels with whammy bars and shit.
Terrible. Terrible.
Anybody who's played a dual guitar at any point, either with all seriousness, is just.
That's my only regret from when I was in bands that I didn't have the double neck.
The double neck.
It's such a dick to be like, whatever you're doing, I need two of these.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to keep
two hands.
This thing's going to still be rocking on this chord. I'm going to go up here for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's such a fucking dog shit instrument.
Because it usually meant some kind of corny finger-picked intro.
Yeah.
12-string part, yeah.
Oh, some really fucking over-the-top.
Yeah, here's dramatic. Where it's sensitive.
And it was pretty much an SG almost every time, yeah. I want
to
say.
It was usually, I have to find this. I'd written a rather lengthy post about double neck guitars a couple of years ago when I was rather high. It was the Gibson SG, is the famous Jimmy Page one. You also had the guy from
What's the Les
Triumph.
Paul?
No, it was an SG.
Triumph, yes.
It was SG, a double cut. The Devil Head?
Double cut, yeah.
Okay.
And the guy from Triumph had, I think, Ibanez or a Yamaha.
Oh.
But I saw a picture. It was Rush, an old picture of Rush. Alex Lifeson's playing a double neck. Geddy Lee's playing a double neck bass.
Double bass.
Neil Peart has a million drums, and they're playing the Taurus pedals.
Yeah.
And I just wrote, get another guy in the band. Like, you're maxed out. It's too much stuff.
We agree that Neil Peart is a great drummer.
Yeah. Geddy actually had the double, and he had a keyboard.
Yeah.
Like, he was playing keyboard with one hand, the Taurus pedals, the bass, and it's like, what are you doing? And he's singing.
Yeah.
I'm the Manuel.
Yeah. It was fucked up.
He just needed the harmonica thing and all that. Yeah. You got the cymbals between all the knees.
Another guy. He's juggling with one hand. Spinning plates.
Neil Peart's on his Segway. Yeah. It was temple blocks. Remember the tick, 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 little fucking
thing. And then the musical result, like, it was really only a rush to them to try not to fuck it up.
Bing, 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 bing.
Rush fans are funny because they'll say, oh, everything's the best. Like, best album covers, best drummer. But then you get to the vocals, and they're like, your vocals are a little...
It was the time.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yeah,
we get it. So Hearing Aid, let's watch a little of
it's good stuff.
Hearing Aid.
Spinal Tap guys are in
there. Yeah, the Spinal Tap guys are in there. Yeah, we'll watch and see who we could find in there. Dio was awesome. I always liked Dio.
I love Dio.
I think he's the best metal singer.
Fucking metal singing midget.
I love solo Dio.
Here you go.
Too many guitars.
Oh, so many guitars.
It's already overdone it. And it's two people. Good for the children.
I love it. You gotta have the mellow part.
Dio's never cried for a child.
No. Yeah, motherfucker! Eric Bloom from fucking Blue Oyster Cult.
Where's the mullet?
That's the guy from Night Ranger. I think that was. Yeah.
Why is Neil Sean there? Journey. I love it.
Who that was?
Is that?
Yeah. This is awesome. Oh, look at that. You gotta put the screen there or he deep throat the mic.
I think Jeff Tate's in this too.
Surprised in this day and age they didn't put a condom on it.
Kevin Dubrow.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He's dead. I think that's Jolyn Turner.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Now the big We Are the World group.
Yeah.
And
look how they have to film it because there's only like 20 of them.
Yeah. They had to get the Spinal Tap. That's Eric Bloom from Blur is the Cult. Yep. He was at my house once.
That's awesome.
Sitting in the backyard by the pool. And now he's just an old guy.
Yeah, it's still awesome.
Yeah, he's still there.
It is pretty awesome, but it was pretty funny.
I've seen him live, and I kind of like that they don't try to keep reliving this.
Yeah. No, they just play their hits.
Ooh, Don Dokken.
Ah, Dokken.
He's fucking wearing a wig even back then.
I was going to say, like, now you look at, like, fucking Motley Crue, and they're still trying to be...
Yeah.
They never grew out of that.
Vince just looks like...
Look at the hair. The Nuge.
That's Nugent.
Ted Nugent.
Oh, dude, I love the Nuge.
This is hilarious.
Oh, that was Yngwie, I think. Yngwie always looked like a chick. And there's a spinal tap guy.
Spinal tap. Michael McKean just rocking.
Here we
out.
Go. Yeah, it's like we were in a fake metal band.
I know.
We could be here.
Why not?
Take up a couple of spots.
Yeah, we basically insulted you in an hour for an hour and a half. Why not?
I have another guitar theory that the pointier the guitar, the wankier the solo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is a pretty wanky solo.
I was going to say, when you said Ivan, headed into that.
BC Rich.
Yeah.
Who's that? That looks like a special needs. I think that's Vivian Campbell.
That was called tape, kids, by the way.
Yeah.
You kids watching don't know what that thing spinning around is. It was tape.
Yeah.
It recorded on it.
And for what you can do on your phone, that costs $40 billion.
That studio is now right here in this little rectangle.
Yeah. If you wanted any of that back then, it was $9,000 an hour.
That's another.
Oh shit!
That's another bad sign. The guitar with just one knob on it means no subtlety.
No, no, it's just all distortion. Oh wait, a half shirt. Oh boy,
I think that's George Lynch from Dokken.
You know your metal,
it is, dude. Yeah.
I think is Carlos Cavazo in this?
I don't know.
Look at that. That's some wankage right there. There's Yngwie. Yngwie's like, please scallop my fretboard some more, my arpeggios.
Imagine the fucking attitudes in
my
session.
God.
the director dealing with this?
Fucking, they're all giving each other a head thing where they're just... Yeah. They all walk in. There's no hellos, no shaking hands. Yeah. Let's go.
Because, you know, each of these...
Fucking asshole.
Each of these solos was like 45 minutes long.
Oh, you know when they had to edit this down or something.
Wait, cocaine and sunglasses indoors was definitely... Very
bad. The 80s.
To the SG.
I think that's Carlo Cavazzo.
That guy was in.
That's Glenn Tipton from Priest.
He was in, what's his name?
White Riot.
White Riot, yeah.
See, now a friend of mine has a belief that Rudy Sarzo is the key to success.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because everywhere Rudy Sarzo goes, they do all right.
Interesting.
Quiet Riot?
Yeah. Quiet Riot, Ozzy, Whitesnake.
Yeah.
I think that's him right there. We're friends on Facebook, and it brings me to life.
He wasn't there. He wasn't there for the fire, was he?
No.
Whitesnake?
Oh, no, that was Ray White. White.
Ray White. Right. I get the two confused.
Yeah, why don't they have fucking...
Do you know how long the solo break is?
Dude, this is so fucking painfully long.
And there's...
They all needed to, you know.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing?
No, I'm a guitarist. I'm not coming if I can't do his lead.
Well, what's incredible is it's like, and what do you guys want us to play? The exact same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The exact same chords.
Ah, there's Jeff Tate. He's bald and fat.
No!
Oh, yeah, he is.
I love it. The metal vibrato.
Yeah.
Oh, now the poor drummers have to fucking get there.
Them.
Oh, they just get still framed.
What the fuck?
No one gives a fuck about
it's the only
drummers.
One that's interesting to watch.
That's hilarious.
That's such a good point.
Is Blackie Lawless?
Blackie Lawless, yeah.
Dude, the Nuge.
I think that's Frankie Benali from Quiet Riot.
Yeah, look how small their their little group is.
That's like the Bleachers in
here. Oh, there you go. There's a little Motley Crue.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? I don't know if they saved a lot of lives, but none of these people are stars anymore.
No.
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 Who's that? That looked like Jake the Snake Roberts.
I'm going to say probably a dead guy at this point.
Yeah, look at Jeff Tate.
Oh, my God.
What's amazing is they all have the same haircut as the women they fucked right before they filmed this.
In the night!
Yep.
We're all kind of girls.
That's hilarious.
When I was in high school, my buddy played in it. He had like a four-track studio. You could record on cassettes. And he played the rhythm to us with us all singing this in like the highest registers.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Every now and then.
That's hilarious.
Every now and then he'll send me a clip of some really embarrassing 30-year-old, 40-year-old thing like that. God, look at them all. Ugh. They're all so coked up.
You know what the best part about it is? The diversity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very important back then.
I
imagine if we had the attitude now.
Not a person of color within a fucking 1,000 miles of that session.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if it was now? Like, if they had the mentality of now?
Just be what? It would be like, did you see that white supremacist group?
Yeah. Or they just squeeze in Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
They'd be like, get Vernon Reed on the phone.
Yeah. What's Sammy doing?
And do you know there was a 25th anniversary We Are the World where they redid it?
No.
With the likes of Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus. And
how did I not know
it was so bad. Jamie Foxx, I guess, put it together.
I think that the Starving Kids actually gave the money back.
Yeah, they were just like... just the fact that they're still having to do something 25 years later says, why bother?
Yeah.
Why bother? I guess it didn't help.
Well, I think the Starving people lost their appetite when they heard that. So
They're like, oh, I'm not hungry anymore. Suddenly I'm not hungry. I'd rather hear the buzzing of flies in my ears than that fucking song.
I'd rather hear an old fat white man talk about a price of a cup of coffee.
Here it is. Tony Bennett.
Oh, I did see.
American Idol winners.
Celine Dion. Look at fucking Brian Wilson.
Oh, my God, Brian Wilson.
Where am I?
I kind of love Lil Wayne. I'm not going to lie.
They see that auto-tune shit out of
here. I love that a man would just destroy himself like that.
Yeah, and we get to watch. Welcome to show business.
Tony Bennett's like, what am I doing here with these people?
He's like, I don't understand.
I thought it was going to be a solo gig.
Yeah, it's just... can you explain why there are more blacks than whites in the room right now?
But they're all auto-tuned.
Yeah,
it's all auto-tuned.
Yeah,
well, it was a big thing at the time.
At the time, and let's face it, would Jamie Foxx have a lot of rap albums if there wasn't?
Jeff Bridges. I think they just left the door open. I'm waiting for
run in anybody.
It's fine.
I'm waiting for Randy Quaid to do that.
Oh, Barbara,
please.
Bo Bridges.
Well, you and me he's trying to do is
he's a Ray head.
I'm waiting for Lloyd Bridges to say
Oh, you need a hip hop part.
That's terrible.
There's Snoop.
Oh my God.
I gotta grab something from E real quick. Right back.
Yeah. Suddenly you think, maybe could you show us Vivian Campbell playing a solo instead?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so bad.
Wow. Why didn't they just have Kevin Meaney come in and redo it in his inimitable style?
I didn't want to say anything.
I loved Kevin.
Kevin was so funny, but when we'd close, I did
close
a...
Close that for...
Up until his death.
Until he died.
Yeah.
From the first day that the original We Are the World came out in the 80s.
He actually used this as an intro to why he was doing it again. He would say, well, they just came out with the anniversary
one. Oh, he must
remember the original?
That.
And then
hey, remember? They're doing it. I can, too. We're going to lose the house. Oh. What?
I think that was a whole...
Oh, this was for Haiti.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, so they did it for Haiti. How'd that work out?
Yeah. Well, is that Wycliffe? Because they didn't get any of the fucking money. It was a big scam.
I guess the Clintons got it.
Yeah, right?
The Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, Wycliffe has put on quite the show of giving a shit about Haiti.
It's strong enough to dance.
They raised all that money through the Clinton Foundation to build houses. You know how many houses they built?
Eight.
All
right.
Here's what I tell people. Well, those eight houses were pretty dope. Yeah. They were pretty nice.
I was going to say, in fairness, that's eight more than were in Haiti.
Yeah. And it's 500 families.
Yeah, if they live like they live here, that's everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, this is
That
bad.
Really is a shithole.
I really...
Hairnade looks good compared to
like
this.
Miley Cyrus, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, who's she fucking...
just a dirty
Hemsworth.
Whore.
She's married. Still crazy.
She married?
She's married to Hemsworth. Thor guy.
The Thor guy?
Thor brother.
Jesus Christ.
He probably calls it his hammer of Thor. Fucking ass fucks her.
We're going to find out who's going to be Thor after this.
Yeah. I remember when everybody got mad when she did her sexy little thing on riding the balloon penis.
Yeah, yeah. They were getting mad at her because she went from, you know, the whole Miley Cyrus fucking
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana thing into a raging hooah.
Yeah.
And I think in hindsight, looking back, I think that was just to extinguish all fucking recollection of her being the kid actor musician thing. And now she seems to have slapped her life together a little bit. But the videos are out there, her pissing in the street. And
they make them do that. Aguilera had to do that, too. And she's the one who could actually sing.
Yeah, yeah.
But she had to do, like, a whorish video.
She had to do the horror thing. That fucking, what was that, in the boxing ring, that fucking one?
Because there was Genie in a Bottle, and then she had to break that.
What's that one called?
E-Rock saying dirty.
Yeah, dirty. With, like, three R's in it.
In the video, the Christina Aguilera in the boxing ring fucking video, whatever it is, it's exquisite.
Really?
That is a good one.
Hey, there was a time when Jessica Simpson looked great.
Yeah.
Fucking Dukes of Hazzard.
The Dukes of Hazzard movie was her absolute peak of hotness. Yeah. The bikini washing the General Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We'll look at that next.
And her sister, not at all.
Yeah, here. This
next.
Is
it.
Yeah. Next. Oh, my God. She just, hey, could you cut the ass out of my fucking pants?
You ain't dirty. You ain't here to
party. Oh, my God. She's just wearing chaps. Some people said she was too skinny, but I don't think so.
I don't know anybody would look at her and then criticize her like you. Fucking her.
Yeah.
I don't know her. Her eyes were kind of close together. Go fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Well, people used to say that about... Megan Fox. They'd be like, she has toe thumbs. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
They call it pointy elbows.
Yeah.
These guys just say, she's got pointy elbows. It's like, you
have... You're really going to mind her toe thumbs when it's wrapped around your dick?
Yeah, I give a shit.
Look at that shit. Yeah, she was pretty hot.
Nice. You can smell that pussy from here.
Oh.
She does look like, she would have a funk to her and a good one. Like an old tuna can.
That's what we called her, old tuna can.
She does smell like she looks like she smells like she crawled out of a dumpster, but you'd still fuck it. You'd be like, you should shower after.
Yeah. No, good for her. All right. You can jerk off to that later at home.
You know what else was another good video from around that time was the Lady Marmalade one.
Yeah. Oh, where she had the big frizzy hair.
Maya looked good in that.
Yeah.
Who else is in that? Pink. Yeah.
Pink is in it.
Pink is a little too muscly for
Pink. Pink is a real butch,
Pink
is
pretty sick.
A little too lesbian.
Pink's pretty butch. Yeah. Definitely. You got a little of that one? With all the
girls.
She
does look a little like a girl I dated in jail.
Really?
In jail, yeah.
In jail.
No, she does look like a girl I dated, actually. It's weird.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
It's Missy Elliott. They were like, don't wear anything sexy. Just
the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, no. Missy Elliott, they want you to show up.
Oh, that's that Lil' Kim? When she was still, like,
hot.
She had her face removed?
Yeah, before she had her stomach pumped with semen. Isn't that the rumor? Yeah, this was a sexy video. Terrible song.
Dress girls up as a whore like this, they're all gonna look good.
Oh, this was for the terrible movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right, the terrible movie.
Wasn't it Michelle Pfeiffer? And
it was Kidman, right?
Go, Nicole Kidman. The same one, same person.
Yeah, Maya kind of disappeared, but she was good. She was good looking.
Yeah, she was.
I just want to see when Christina comes out with her big fucking white girl afro.
Yeah.
You know, she's Hispanic, but that would really sell me on that.
Well, who was really sexy was Shakira.
I just would say Shakira looked good.
Yeah.
Oh, Shakira, right.
If you have the Shakira first video, that is just porn.
Now, see, like, Pink's really fit, but
like,
her torso's a little too muscly.
Yeah, yeah, she's very just kind of wamp with the muscles.
She's sexy, though, now that you see. I guess I didn't realize that was Pink.
Just got to gussy them up in these little outfits, and, it does a...
Pink does seem like somebody who would hurt you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think that I might
in a good way.
I might be done with the fucking before she was, and it would be a problem.
Yeah. That could be an issue.
Like, if you came first, she'd belt you up.
I know.
This is, like, they were all at their peak, I think.
Yeah. This was their super group.
This is the sexiest Pink's ever dressed. She usually looks like she just got off a dirt bike.
That's Lil' Kim.
George Washington wig.
I know.
Look at this. That's good. She's ready to pick up the scepter or the mace in England.
This is like This shows you how much modern culture sucks. This was, remember Blind Faith? That was a super group.
Yeah.
And then this. And even this, this has got to be almost 20 years ago, right?
You mean Damn Yankees? That's what you meant?
Damn Yankees. A super group from the 80s. All right, come on. Where's Christina Aguilera already?
I'm dragging it out.
She's out screaming, screaming her balls off.
Yeah. Well, she is a talent. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quality.
Looks like fucking Dee Snider.
Yeah, this is not her best look.
Not like, her best look.
You have to look from the neck down.
This was, like, supposed to be some kind of...
Not supposed to be sexy.
She looked good after she got pregnant when she filled it. She needed to fill out a little bit.
Fill out a little?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks a little more like Alexa Arquette in the face.
Yeah, that makeup isn't doing her any justice. Fucking RuPaul's drag race or whatever. All right, enough of these fucking screaming bimbos.
we don't forget Shakira.
Oh, right, where's Shakira?
Yeah, Shakira looked good, because Shakira looked real.
Good.
Shakira.
Yeah, Shakira looked real.
Yeah, Shakira was...
She was hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. What's she doing?
I don't know what she's doing.
Fuck yeah, she's doing a fucking robot.
Yeah, this is...
Hot blocking, motherfucker.
Well, she looks like... This looks like a woman you could run into, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She seemed attainable, but you never would be. Oh, so you can do that with your hips?
Oh. Had a pretty face.
Yeah.
Without having to pour a bunch of makeup on it.
Yeah.
Latin women got something, man.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, my wallet.
hoop earrings and sideways Yankee.
Oh, what's she doing there?
I think she kind of finished doing music. God, she looks like a child here.
Came out with something.
No, makeup on.
Yeah. She came out with something a couple years ago. She might be young in this. I was similar age to her, though. I remember when it came out.
Yeah, that's good.
So it's
stuff.
Okay. It's like when I watch Punky Brewster. It's still okay for me to find her hot at that age because we were the same age.
She had breast reduction too when she got older.
Did they film this in your neighborhood up there?
Yeah, they did actually.
That's where Dave lives now.
This is 7 and Gratiot.
Yeah. We just saw Dave walk by holding a Gatorade.
That's incredible.
You just look. Yeah, I'm walking out of a Popeyes.
Those costumes, very sexy, but they don't look very comfortable. You want sexy and comfortable? Go to Pajamagram. Mm. That's right.
Yeah. King of the Segway.
We all know how difficult it is to pick out that perfect gift for the lady in your life. But your shopping could be easier this year if you pay attention and click the link right there on our site to our good friends at Pajamagram. Right this year, you could score a perfect 10 with your lady. With the all-new Perfect 10 Pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. Mm-hmm. Perfect 10 Pajamas created to be the PJs of her dreams. With a feel like silk, only softer for a gentle, relaxing touch she'll love. And that's what she wants, for you to get us something that shows you care. Something to make her feel sexy and comfortable. She's going to look and feel like a Perfect 10, and you'll score a Perfect 10. When you put these PJs under the tree, if you've ordered from Pajamagram before, you know it's always a hit. And if you haven't, what the hell is wrong with you? It's so easy. You don't even have to wrap it. Pajamagram does that. They do everything. No excuses, guys. You could get your girl a great gift this Christmas and not really have to work at it. They figured it all out for you. Delivery by Christmas, guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Perfect 10 Pajamas are destined to sell out before Christmas. So get yours right now. Pajamagram makes it so easy. That's all you got to do. Look for that logo on the website and click it. Or you could give them a call, 1-800-GIVE-PJS. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJS. And use my name. Tell them Anthony sent you. That's pajamagram.com. And, of course, tell them Anthony Cumia sent you. Thank you, Pajamagram. There is a video, E-Rock. E-Rock found this one. Oh, my Jesus Lord. I love my video games. You know that. And this gentleman apparently does, too. More than his wife and his kids. Because wowie kazowie is this guy a fucking asshole.
Great.
This guy, I guess he's from Australia or New Zealand or somewhere down there. where they talk and it goes up at the end. And you say, I want to play video games. And then we'll go to the Outback, get a blooming onion. I don't know.
Watch Paul Hogan movies.
Movies. Watch some jackass get stung by a stingray.
Drive a Subaru like a U.S. Doik.
Make fun of the Airbos.
That's what they do down there. Disavow, disavow.
No offense, Subaru.
Of course not.
Lesbians don't drive your cars.
Or any Bogans. The Bogans.
The Bogans.
The Bogans.
Well, they have a great safety feature for your adopted kids. 5-star crash rating.
So this guy was playing online. He was on some server or service, I think like Twitch or what have you.
Yeah, he was playing Fortnite.
But, you know, you could broadcast these things to the masses. Your little camera's up in the corner with your picture in there, and your gameplay is out there, and you comment, and you play the game. And apparently people want to watch this. So he was doing that, and his wife was bugging the shit out of him to get off the game. Now, this is something that happens in every household where the guy plays video games and the girl thinks it's a worthless, stupid thing that's a waste of time and constantly trying to get the guy off the video game. So it turns really bad. I was laughing at the beginning of this. I was all right. Look, I was laughing all the way through. But it reaches a point where it becomes kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just let it roll. We'll comment as needed. First of all, what kind of a pussy?
Yes,
like Fortnite?
Yes,
play PUBG or fucking Blackout?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I'll be out soon. Stop. Stop.
Ryan fucking?
Stop.
Sean White.
Yeah, the Flying White. Flying White, the AIDS kid.
Can you stop, please? I'll be out soon.
Soon.
Just stop.
Okay. Clearly, video games aren't his escapism from a horrific marriage.
No.
I'll be out soon.
Oh, my God.
Grace, I'll be out soon.
Oh, God, I hit someone with this lamp.
Fuck off. Honestly, I'll be out soon. Stop. I'll stop.
Yeah, I got my epic lamp,
like
guys.
It.
I'm really happy.
Really. I'll be out soon.
You should have seen the quest I had to do to get my lamp.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Jesus.
She threw a cardboard box at
me. I said I'll be out soon. Stop.
Uh-oh.
No computer. Stop.
Oh!
Stop, please! I'll be out soon! Just stop!
Jesus. Look at the dumb character just standing there while he beats his wife.
Even he's like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, this guy's an asshole.
Hey man, just pause me.
Yeah, just pause me. I don't want any part of this.
Just because I'm...
Yeah, it's sane!
Oh, you fucking kid.
I'll be out soon.
Come on.
I'll be out soon.
Yeah, that's when it starts getting started. You got a kid in the background.
His family's getting attacked by a wallaby.
You hear that? All you people there? You just hit me in the face. I cooked in dinner an hour ago.
Dinner an hour ago. Here's what she should do, though. Just fucking walk away.
Yeah.
Just leave at this point. Your husband's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Get a lawyer.
Get a lawyer.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm playing my own video game. I'm online here clicking for a lawyer. I'm going to win, by the way. I'm winning this game.
I just made you dinner and I'm taking care of an infant.
Yeah.
Garbage.
I'll be off scene.
I couldn't help but notice you keep playing on your game, Charlie. And it's just I made dinner, and it's kind of your fault that you're late because you play your game, and then you punch me about the face.
He's playing Fortnite, and I was getting in his way. Charlie don't like when I get in his way.
See how his character got the lamp? Whatever his character has, he uses.
These games teach him a lot of new things.
He beat me so hard with the lamp, the light bulb is still stuck in my backside.
How perfect is that for domestic violence?
It really is.
With a lamp. Something you got at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah,
it really is just household items.
A lamp.
Just picking up a chair.
Is this the game where she walks into a door?
Yeah, multiple times.
It's just the dinner's ready. He's ripping off a table leg.
We're going to the Outback to get a nice juicy steak for that eye. like a cartoon character.
Yeah. Yeah, would you cook raw steak? I hope so. Hope these biscuits you made sop up jaw blood.
Oh, no.
Oh, Christ.
I'm sick of it.
Go away. I'll be out soon.
Oh, is that her?
Seriously, it's not necessary.
You can say sorry. If you didn't
I will say sorry, but
no,
I'll come out
no,
and say,
say sorry.
I will
now.
Say sorry.
You say sorry now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, that's bad.
Go away!
Oh, poor kid.
Leave me alone! Fucking hell, Grace! No, I don't. Fuck off.
Oh.
Just leave me alone for 10 fucking minutes of your
perhaps
life, please.
Minutes, by the way, that means 10 hours.
Yeah.
Don't play Fortnite for 10 minutes.
Go away, Grace.
Instead of building bridges in Fortnite, perhaps you build one in your relationship.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I will be out soon.
Yes, you have.
I'll be out soon. I will be out soon.
It's the two most bipolar people I've ever fucking met.
You can see why they stay together.
I'll be out soon.
They know you've touched
listen,
me.
Listen, I will be out soon.
She's reaching to try to fuck with the computer. And
right, Grace.
And she's pregnant.
I'll be out soon.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
I will be out soon. Fuck off.
Look at the character.
Go away. Yep, go away. I will be out soon. I will be out soon.
Oh, my God.
I think the technique of repeating I'll be out soon is not working.
I said I will be out soon.
I'm building a wall, like...
I'll be out soon. I'll be out soon. Go away. Leave me alone. Fuck off your dog. You don't pay the
fuck
fucking
off your gob.
You just got the scepter. The court
called her a dog.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Oh.
Go away. Go away.
Oh. I mean, who can play on
my fucking shit?
The barrier
fuck
just went by.
Here.
He's missing. He's got to run to inside the barrier.
Go away.
His health is going down.
Get out of my fucking life.
Oh. Get out of my fucking life.
At least
fuck
their off. Kid won't be murdering stray animals all the time. Holy fuck.
Fuck off out of here.
Daddy. Oh, let me go.
What a cute outfit.
That was at her shooting at him?
Yeah.
God, what is wrong?
Yeah.
Just turn off the game.
This guy's gone a little too far.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think at this point you hit reset.
Oh, my God, dude. This is nuts.
Oh, my.
This is... Is it right now he just caved in the baby's soft spot? Yeah.
Look at him, he's getting...
Fuck yeah!
Now he's mad because he had to stop the game. Yeah.
He's
wow!
So pissed, he sounds American.
Yeah.
His accent.
What the fuck? I'm playing.
Dude, that is...
Bad.
That's an addiction.
Yeah, at that point, it might as well be she's screaming for him to not put the needle in his arm.
Yeah.
And he's like, leave me alone!
You don't care that she's clearly holding a baby.
Yeah. There's a kid there. She's pregnant. And he's like smacking her around. Yeah. That's insane. Although, what's his KD? If she was bringing down his kill-death ratio in the game, I understand.
That's true.
And I understand. Is a man who needs a diversion.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
judging by the screams, I think you can add one fetus to the kill.
Yeah. How does that score?
I'm pretty sure that thing's going to go swimming.
That's a real live fetus score on the. Wow, that's fuck. Is there any update on that?
Yeah, so a few things with that video. After the first time he allegedly hit her, she started yelling so that the people online could hear, saying, you hear that, everybody that's on there? You hear what he's doing? At that point, somebody there contacted whatever server he's on. They found that he's in Sydney, Australia, contacted the local police, and based on his gamer tag and all that, they showed up in the house, I think, like within 2 hours.
Wow.
And he was arrested and charged.
Oh.
For it was something ridiculous called common domestic battery, I think.
Common
was the title.
Law.
Just the fact that they had common
domestic battery. Assault with a deadly kangaroo.
2 hours is pretty good though to track all that down and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you shoot somebody in New York or Detroit, you just call on a phone. It takes the cops 2 hours.
No shit, just to get there.
But in Australia, there
again, there's the quantity of all those shootings in Detroit and Chicago. But yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, the girl was like 21. She's pregnant. They had a little kid.
Yeah,
you can hear in the background screaming as he's arguing with her. The kid starts going nuts.
Leave me
so
a line.
It's just it's not a happy Christmas over
Leave
there.
Leave me a line.
I find it kids don't like it when you beat the shit out of their mothers.
No, it's some kind of instinctual thing, I think, that they see it and they're
at a very awkward age with
very
that.
Scared and repulsed by it. Then they grow up and do a radio show and write a book about it.
The common thing was probably that they weren't married. It was probably living together.
God knows what they do down there in that savage country of criminals.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Who would have thought the legacy of Australia would be?
Well,
that's what you get when you get a bunch of Englanders that are criminals and you send them down there. Mm-hmm. They want to play video games and beat their wives.
Yep. Well, they're not married. And if they want to live, if they don't want to live right, that's you know.
I don't think he's going to pop the question now.
No.
No. Oh, no, no.
I think he's just popped her jaw out of place.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to lighten the mood a little bit, you have that other video.
Oh, this is adorable.
You could hide the ring in her leg brace.
What's this?
Want to marry ye. What do you say?
Behind her eye patch?
Yeah.
All under the mistletoe?
Don't worry, the ring will fit once the swelling goes down. Your knuckles are a little...
Let's put it on one of your not broken fingers. All right, well, never mind.
You got 11? Got an extra?
Let's use a toe for now. Oh, nope. I'll just keep it in the box.
It's here waiting for you once you get bitter. I love Aussies. They are a pisser.
Oh, there's
this video was we've seen a lot of attempted robberies in convenience stores and whatnot. This is another one with a unique little twist to it, people. So sure, let's take a look.
Come out of all that shit, bitch. Do that cash up on the bag.
At first, I thought this was fake. I was like, this can't be real.
Cash up.
Little gangsta
right
midget.
I thought it was fake as you were saying that.
Yeah, I thought it was fake, but
I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Apparently not.
No.
I heard he asked for the money in small bills.
Fill that bag up.
See what you on?
Look at him.
Fill that bag up. Nigga, toy. Nigga.
Fill
that bag up.
With his little coat. Right now,
fill this fanny pack with money.
Looks like a first grader from the back.
I need water right now. Nigga, here. Fill that bag up right now.
Come on, hurry up.
What are you?
Fill that bag up. Fill that bag up.
G, you about to blow up.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Hey.
Right now. Bitch.
Let's go.
Beat.
What's funny is how not intimidated everyone is.
I know. They're not even walking for the door.
Yeah, if this was a big fucking guy walking in here doing this, people would be scattering.
Meanwhile, right now, they're like, should we put this cone over him and wait for the cops?
He's under the cone, sir.
No, move it. Move it.
Ooh. Get that bag up right now.
The police coming, homie.
Damn.
Fill that bag up right now.
The police coming, family.
Right now.
They're just laughing at
it. I hope he's not on foot.
Yeah.
The cops took him away in the glove compartment.
Fill that bag up right now.
They bundled him like a Christmas tree on the top.
What's up, boy?
Yeah. The police coming. Here come the Pope.
Put the cuff around his waist.
Right now.
Shit.
Yes. You want to go to jail, G? This nigga. Feel that bag.
Oh, the pedophiles in prison just got a present.
I'm going to pay for this.
I love how they're just laughing at him.
Yeah.
Here it come, bro.
Here it come, bro.
And that's what happened to Bushwick Bill.
He should put the cone on his head and let him think he's a gardener.
Yeah.
Where did he go? Where the fuck did he go?
I don't know. He was here a minute.
Here come the cops now. They're on him.
That guy cracking up.
He stands there holding a lantern.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Better. Hey, man, you know he little. Hey, he got chronic care.
No, they're doing it right. They're not hurting him.
He got chronic care, bro. He got chronic care.
Chronic care.
We defend him.
He got chronic care, bro.
The cop's just taking a knee right on top of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other guy's going like, no, they're doing it right.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Hey, do you need some oh, all right.
I don't think a midget could put their hands behind their back like that. Mm. Got them little arms. They probably don't reach.
They probably don't even have cuffs that fit them.
No. You slide right out of anything.
Use those thumb traps.
Yeah. Those.
They go and grab them on one of the aisles.
We had a midget we used to arrest on a regular occasion in the South Bronx. Yeah. A little black guy. He was a drug dealer.
Yeah. And would you have little cuffs for him? Or?
No, he actually... We would,
finger cuffs?
Because his arms were short, we would put two together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, he would run. Not very far, but he would run.
Oh, so it was
chase him laughing that hard.
Yeah.
It was two hands in one cup.
Did you lecture him about the short arm of the law?
There was a... Sometimes we would drive around in this unmarked van, and there was this guy, he had a lot of time on the job, older Spanish guy, and he would be napping in the back of the van, and we would be bored of driving around, and I'd say to my partner, what do you want to do? And he would go, let's go choke the midget. And the cop, the other older cop would go, yeah, let's choke the midget. And we would drive into the projects in this unmarked van. And everyone knew it was us, with the police, and all of a sudden the midget would start running, and he'd open the door, and he would jump out, and he'd grab the midget, and he would just choke him, and then he would just drop down on the ground, and then we'd get back in the van, and he'd leave.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Get away with that shit now.
It'd be great, though.
Choking a midget.
It would be fun, though, a game, if you opened it up, and you were like, look, we'll give you a 10-second head start. Yeah. And just go at him.
Well, when you choke a midget, doesn't a gold coin appear?
It does.
I think that's, yeah.
It's actually a rainbow and a whole pot of them.
I'll
show you me pot of gold.
Yeah. If you choke a black midget, it's just a bucket of KFC.
Now,
is that too far?
What? Crust.
We're going to be deplatformed.
It's not the whole pieces of chicken. It's the popcorn.
Of course.
You know who's often deplatformed? A midget.
That's
a midget.
True.
You need that platform.
That poor guy.
What do you get when you choke a Spanish midget? Let's do this. Come on, guys.
Spanish midget.
Balloons.
A Mexican midget.
I don't know. Usually you're just hitting them with the bat for the candy to come out.
Yeah, there you go. Do. Just hang them up in a... Oh, boy.
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, Sesame Street. There you go.
Okay.
They're taking on the homeless problem. I guess they're bringing back a Muppet named Lily. Lily was...
She has AIDS.
She has AIDS.
Well, they did have an AIDS Muppet.
Isn't Lily
the one with AIDS?
They had AIDS. They had an AIDS Muppet that came from Africa.
Oh.
Ah.
My friend told me about it, and I've never laughed so hard at anything.
Little AIDS-y Muppet.
No one wanted to put the hand up inside.
Yeah, you got to put a condom
a glove
for you.
My buddy Nate does that joke on stage.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They decided that one of these characters here had to be homeless.
Yeah.
So they could address homelessness on Sesame Street. But meanwhile... Didn't Oscar live in a garbage can for fucking 50 years?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of homeless?
We never considered that his house.
Well, I kind of did.
But
every time you knock on it, he was there.
But homeless, though. Isn't he in a recycling bin now because we're all terrible?
I'm sure it's some political correct bullshit. Yeah.
Is this Big Bird? Oh, what Muppet is this?
Shit.
A permanent home.
Let's see.
But sometimes that's what happens. Oh. That's why it's so important for grown-ups to encourage them to share their feelings and remind them that it's not their fault. We can let them know that they're not alone and that they'll be taken care of. Home is wherever the love lives. And you can take that love and hope
freeze your balls
with you wherever you go.
Why don't you tell the gamer we just heard about that?
Yeah. Oh. Well, what happened to the... Where's the fucking Muppet?
Does Lily want to get some more purple paint so we can finish painting the rainbow?
Ew!
Buddy, you Let's smell like it. Shit and piss. Why do you stink so bad, Lily?
Why Children does your mama make noticed. You go on dates with grown men?
Lily, why do you push people in front of the train?
Because you're fucking crazy. Because you're homeless. You're a crazy person. That's what the homeless are out there. Crazy people and drug addicts.
Lily, why when you zonk out do you look like you're having a good time?
Lily, what are all those sores on your arms? Why are you bleeding pus from your legs?
Lily, why are all the veins collapsed in your arms?
Lily, why do you put that in your mouth to make money? I make pee-pee out of that. But you put it in your mouth for money.
Lily, why does your dad pretend to be a combat vet?
Yeah. We need a Muppet to say, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
Beg your attention. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a... Dude, there's one in New York that carries around a fucking keyboard. Like, it's heavy as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Just gets on the train. He's like, I'm here to sing y'all a nice song. It's
a
like,
song?
Please don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, this candy is for my basketball team. I'm selling candy. So please, could you help me?
Do you have change for a dollar? Oh, can I just have a dollar then?
Listen, motherfucker.
Fuck you, too. I'm starving.
Now, Dave, do you do any jokes about on stage about homeless people?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because here's what I learned.
Uh-huh.
In New York, it's totally different than other parts of the country. Because in other parts of the country, if you say homeless person, because people are decent and kind.
Right.
You think, oh, a person who lost their home.
Right. They fell through the cracks of society.
Yeah. Whereas in New York, you think crazy person with rotting feet who's That's harassing okay. you
right,
and attacking
right.
you.
Yes, so all the time. Yeah. That's a homeless person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Because if any of these homeless people were in a smaller town somewhere in America laying on the sidewalk, people would help them.
Yeah.
We step over them and then curse them for being in our way and swelling
up the
whole
Also
joint.
Because we have to step over their shit that they leave
well,
all
that
over
is
the
true.
Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, E-Rock has a homeless
Oh, E-Rock, yes.
Remember when we used to do live events in Cleveland?
Oh, yeah.
And the venue, they wouldn't let us walk back to the hotel at night?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it turned into that opening, that first scene of Walking Dead where they're all on the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they had to have the van to take us from the venue back to the hotel because that whole street was just...
Yeah,
entirely
yeah.
where the homeless people come yeah. for at night when they're done yeah. with their day.
You're the Warriors in their every other gang.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Let's
hey,
get
Warrior.
To it, Boppers.
Hey, Opie and Anthony show. Yeah. Trying to get back to the hotel, are you? Yeah.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Fucking... yeah.
So funny Elmo just asking.
Fucking Elmo. Like,
I'll suck that cock yeah. with some crack.
Please.
I put the mo in Elmo.
Do you want to Greek me raw? I will do it for a sandwich.
When the cigarette burns out, your time is up.
That's awful.
It is awful.
It's awful.
Awfully funny.
My mom will get the front and I will get the back.
Don't talk to me, motherfucker. Talk to that Muppet. Give him the money.
Yeah, yeah, that's because they're trying to present it like a cutesy little thing, which yeah. I understand, but like most of it isn't families that kind of fall through yeah. the cracks and somehow don't get people aren't starving in this country. It's amazing. There are hungry yeah, people. Sure. There are people that don't get the right nutrition, yeah. but there's no, you don't drive by and go, oh, look, another starving child dead on the side of the road. Yeah. It's amazing when you think of how many people are in this country and how many people aren't starving.
And a lot of it is not, it's not urban. It's
no.
it's like Appalachia.
Appalachia.
Yeah.
And there
a
is
immense
charity in this country. Like, we're very charitable. And people will give to hungry people and whatnot.
Yeah.
But there is homelessness. And like you said, here in New York, isn't that. It's a whole other thing. They shouldn't be called homeless because they're mental patients. They are in need of mental help and physical help. It's disgusting. Go down the fucking subway and every inch of it is covered in some type of piss residue and shit, and it stinks. No, that's the only good thing about the winter. It like kind of cools down the smell.
It freezes it up. Well, it kills them.
Oh!
You can wear a condom, but for an extra $5, you can pull it off at the end and come anywhere you want. Sorry.
I'm sorry. You're better than this.
My nose froze off. I have gangrene.
Yeah. Now it looks like I'll have to shoot it in my toe. Oh, God. I'm all out of options.
That's another great lesson people learn in New York, that when the subway pulls up and it's an empty car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just talking about that.
Yeah,
get on.
Oh, so many times I'd be like, oh, good. I don't have to.
My car's here.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit.
Shit stinks.
It's $10 to see it and $15 if you want to watch me jack.
Sorry. I'm sorry. We should have a conversation. It just keeps, every time you mention homeless, that's all I think. Mm. Well, when I first moved here, I had that too. When I got in the subway, and I was like, "Oh well, this carts," and it's like 85 degrees out, and I'm like, "Oh, because it's bum shit."
Yeah.
I hear you have a great big cock. May I see it?
I would like to wash your balls with my tongue. I'll take you to places you've never been. It's only $5.
Every episode starts with them kicking them off the steps in front of the building. It's like, you can't stay here.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
The stoop.
Mr. Hooper spraying them with his hose in front of his, hit him with a broom.
Fixing shop.
Motherfuckers.
Have you ever seen Curly Sue, where Jim Belushi finds the homeless girl? Well, it was a lot like that. There was a bath, but it ended very different.
Is that what Curly Sue is about? He finds a homeless girl keeps her?
It's a woman finds a homeless. Now that I think about it, it's Jim Belushi and Curly Sue are the homeless people, and then some lady finds them and is like, come to my New York house apartment. Okay.
So is Curly Sue the daughter of,
Jim Belushi?
Oh, okay. I never saw the movie. Yeah. When you were in Blockbuster, it was always up there fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
When I worked in a video store, I guess that had to be like around 92 or something that came out.
That was people peak.
People would come in and they'd say, is that movie any good? And I would tell them, no.
No, what are you talking about?
Not. It's a Jim Belushi movie.
That was when John Hughes got to the point of just like, here's a script. Here, I got.
That was a John Hughes movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
He made a bunch of classics, then he was just like, here you go, Beethoven.
Baby's Day Out.
Beethoven.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah,
the throwing whatever.
Cashing in. Oh. Cashing out.
Baby's Day Out is the most abysmal fucking...
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Home Alone, but with a baby. and three burglars.
I believe I could beat the shit out of a baby.
Yeah. That was the pitch. It was like, you like Home Alone? Make it a baby and make it three burglars.
Three burglars and a baby. Yeah. Awesome.
They can't beat a baby.
Yeah.
Imagine the real version of that.
It would be over quick.
It'd just be called Three Men Killed a Baby.
I would absolutely bet on the three men. And I would use BetDSI to do it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. It's December and things are really getting interesting in the NFL. How are you doing so far this season? You winning, losing? What are you doing? How would you like to double your money guaranteed? Yes, you can do it. Last weekend was a great opportunity to make some dough. Well, our good friends at BetDSI are making it all possible this football season. Because when you register with the promo code KumiaBall, you can double your money. To help get you started with some extra bang for your buck, BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. Oh, that's right. Deposit to start winning. You get up to $2,500 free. That's doubling your money right from the get-go when you use the promo code KumiaBall. When it comes to football, BetDSI got odds on everything. What is it? NFL, NCAA football? Maybe MLB, NBA, UFC? Esports, other global sports, even politics, celebrities, reality shows, and if three men could beat up an infant. BetDSI will put a line on it. at DSI. I've been online for 20 years. An impeccable reputation. Great service, fast payment combined with an excellent mobile interface. So you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com today. Use the promo code KumiaBall, and you've already won. Look at that. You double that bankroll right away. Promo code KumiaBall to get in on the action. Do not stand on the sidelines like some kind of imbecile. Be in it to win it and enjoy the games that much more when you play at BetDSI.com. Thank you so much, BetDSI.com. I have got to leave promptly because I am going to my big return to the Chip Chipperson podcast, which will air Sunday. But I haven't been on Chip in a while. I've had a lot of things to do with the book and whatnot. The book, of course, permanently suspended. Available. You can get an autographed copy if you order from compoundmedia.com. But it's also available at amazon.com and barnesandnoble.com. There's Hillary endorsing it. So I'm sure I'll be going to jail or being be murdered shortly.
If you're going to order it on Amazon, please click on the Amazon link on compoundmedia.com for all your holiday shopping needs.
All your holiday shopping. It just helps us out. It helps us subsidize some of the stuff we do here to keep us rolling right along with the amazing programming here at Compound Media. And you'll get a tote bag. No, I'm kidding about the tote bag. A little goof on public broadcasting. Well, thank you so much. Of course, Joe DeVito. JoeDeVito.com.
Yeah.
The album Three's Comedy on iTunes. And I hear you're going to be in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Check this shit out.
Yeah.
This week I'm there, and Dave is there next week.
That's right.
Whoa, doubleheader.
And we were just saying how much we love that club, and that's actually maybe my favorite club in the entire country. So I'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Do that, of course. And Mr. Landau, I see you have some things written down phonetically for you to try to recite to the audience?
I do, including Ann Arbor. Yeah, go see Joe this week. Come see me next week, Ann Arbor. And this week, I will not be in tomorrow, unfortunately. I will be at the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So if you want to come out to that, that's the Looney Bin in OKC.
Very nice.
Here it's the bomb.
I get it.
Too soon.
Too soon. Too soon.
The dead people.
Babies died.
Babies.
Not funny.
I'm kidding, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Never kill a baby.
No.
Unless your wife interrupts your gaming.
Your gaming. Then, you know. Hey, the guy was probably doing very well, and she fucked his whole game up.
Yeah, you
lamps don't kill people.
Yeah. That's right.
You break that.
We need sensible lamp control.
You break that fetal neck like sensible a wishbone. Right.
Doesn't mean you could carry a lamp with you. You could keep one in your house, by God, but to walk the streets, it'll turn into Dodge City.
It's not right.
That's not right.
Your brother doesn't beat his wife with a lamp.
We'll lose the goddamn house. Now I'm going to do We Are the World again. yeah, support Compound Media. Click on that Amazon shopping banner and go to compoundmedia.com and buy books and all kinds of fun stuff. We will see you tomorrow. I will, anyway. Dave Landau is doing his Artie Lang impression. I'm kidding. I love Artie. Shut the fuck up, all you people. Who's on, what is it, Tonight Affair one at 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific, and Nightshade at 11 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow.